We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
All right, we're back. We'll take you right up until 7 o'clock. You're here around 2 and 3 this evening. Fan will have coverage with Tiki and Tini coming up at 7 o'clock. We'll see you Sunday morning at 9. We'll wrap up the draft. Remember, the rounds 4 through 7 will be tomorrow at noon. So you'll have all that tomorrow, too, of day 3. Right now, Kim Jones joins us. Kim, welcome. How are you?
Hey, Mike. How you doing?
All right, Kim. What's your thoughts about the Giants last night?
Well, I do think Thomas was a surprise. The position obviously wasn't. You know, we'd covered that. I think Thomas was a bit of a surprise, and then you hear, you know, maybe he was their top tackle all along, and that's fair, and they got their guy, and he's excited about it. He wanted to be the top tackle taken. Why wouldn't he? And he was. You know, and Dave Gettleman, I did think it was interesting last night on the conference call, Mike, talked about fixing this offensive line for once and for all. And you would certainly hope that this goes a long way in doing that. You know, it's take three for Dave in three drafts on the offensive line. And hopefully for the Giants and the Giants fans' sake and for Daniel Jones' sake and Saquon's sake, they got it right this time, hopefully.
What about the Jets?
Well, that was my guy there. So that one I felt good about going in. I do think it was interesting, and I tweeted, you know, Joe Douglas couldn't possibly have expected to have the options he had at 11. You know, a lot of us talked about the idea he would take the last of the tackles. That wasn't the case. There were still the two on the board, Becton and Wirfs. A lot of us talked about the idea maybe Judy, maybe Lamb go in the top 10. Neither did. So everyone was there for Joe Douglas. And I did find it very interesting and telling. He stuck with the O-line, not surprisingly, and he went with Becton over Wirfs. So I think in Becton he just saw such an athletic, very, very big man. And obviously for Sam Darnold and the Jets and Joe Douglas, you hope it works out. You know, he finally made a draft pick, Mike. You know, 10 months after getting the job, he finally makes a draft pick, and it was a figuratively and literally a big one.
All right, they'll both be in action early here in the second round. What do you think the Giants have up their sleeve?
You know, you think about a center, you know, if you know, the whole once and for all about the offensive line when Dave says something like that. But Dave, but Mike, that's a defense that Dave has to address. It's a defense with, you know, not great talent, not great playmakers, and really needs some help. I know what they signed in free agency. I understand that. And they address linebacker in particular. I know they have Leonard Williams. We all know that. But this is a defense that needs to make some plays. You know, I don't know if he thinks about going free safety. You have to believe an edge rusher would be attractive. They don't really have one proven. So I just, my gut says defense, even though going with the center would really prove his commitment when it comes to this offensive line.
And you hit your sleeper. He turned out to be a very big player last night. He gets picked in the first round, and you know, they were raving about him. So he was very prominent last night. So he went early.
Which one, Mike?
Murray.
Oh, and I love him.
Yeah. You mentioned him yesterday as being your guy. Yeah,
he went to a Chargers team, Mike. How does this sound at each level? Joey Bosa, Kenneth Murray, who we're all going to learn a lot about, and Derwin James. I mean, that's how, in many ways, you build a defense in today's NFL, in my opinion. And that was a great pick, I thought, for the Chargers. Absolutely. Thank you for reminding me.
And what do you do with the and what are the Jets? The Jets, obviously, they need a wide receiver. They need a corner. They got to concentrate on that. They should have a decent wide receiver on the board when they pick. What do you think?
Well, you know, and they'll have a couple picks here. 68 overall is going to be interesting for obvious reasons. I have to believe Joe Douglas goes receiver. One thing we're learning about Joe Douglas, right? And one thing we're learning is he doesn't give it away, nor should he. None of them should give it away to us. That would be counterproductive. But when Joe Douglas talked on a conference call a couple of weeks ago about the idea that he has to protect Sam Darnold and he has to get Sam Darnold playmakers. And he's been true to that. He told us about a conversation he had with Darnold's parents last August. It was kind of a charming conversation to think about at this level. Maybe you think of that more of a college level, but at the NFL level, a GM promising parents that he'll take care of their son. He certainly hopes he has with Fant in free agency and Becton in the draft at the tackle spots, and now he's got to get him playmakers. And, Mike, there are still plenty of them left. There are still plenty receivers left on the board.
Oh, a lot of them, and some good running backs, too, who should be off the board pretty early here right away, I would think, and some safeties. So there's plenty of talent left, and some quarterbacks, too, which will be interesting to see what happens with them, including Hurts, who you mentioned, Fromm, of course, and different guys who are still out there now here in the as the second round begins.
And you'd think that those two would go tonight. Coming out of the combine, I thought Easton had a chance to make it in the first round. He just has such a big arm, and when you see it in person, you're just struck by it. But you'd think he would go tonight. I do think Hurts goes tonight. I led you astray a little bit yesterday with Tua, Mike.
That's okay. You know, listen, I think they told a lot of teams that on purpose, and that kept them from having to go to three to get him.
Yes, I agree with you. And I also do think it was not necessarily a unanimous pick within that organization.
Oh, okay.
I'm not saying someone stood on the table. I'm just saying I think the injury concerns were there. But I think what it shows you is Brian Flores and Chris Greer are confident saying this is our guy and measure us by this pick. And I think that's going to be fascinating to watch. I think it's going to be fun to watch. And as I've conveyed to you in one of these chats with you, Mike, recently, you know, Tua makes as good an impression as a young man can in terms of a limited experience at the combine. Everyone raves about the person he is, the way he carries himself, and everything else. So they got their franchise guy in that respect. You just absolutely hope, because I think we all root for guys to do well. I mean, we don't root for the teams if we're not a fan of the team. I get that. But, you know, to root for Tua to do well overall, I have to think is an overriding thought. I mean, why wouldn't you? He's a really good kid.
And I tell you, I know some people would think it was silly, but I think it says something that he's sitting there in a suit last night. I think it just says something about him rather than sit there in a robe, to sit there in a suit last night when you didn't have to be sitting in a suit. He's sitting there in a three-piece suit because it meant something to him to dress up for the occasion. So I think it says something about his family. I think it says something about him.
Oh, and he will embrace every part of the franchise quarterback gig. I truly believe that. I think you make a great point about last night, and I think that in Tua, they will have someone that people absolutely love rooting for in South Florida and beyond. So that part, I have no issues with Tua and no question marks with Tua. We're all going to have to cross our fingers to some degree that medically and health-wise, he's okay. Because it's better for the league, Mike. It's better for the league, as you know. I don't need to tell you anything about the National Football League. But it's better when these players come in and don't flop, but live up to what we think they're going to be, especially at the quarterback position, I think.
And we all like a little drama, which clearly we have some in Green Bay, because that conversation this morning must have been a wonderful conversation.
Yeah,
because they swear he didn't know. So, I mean, that must have been a wonderful conversation this morning.
Yeah, and you know what? I mean, the only thing I would say in their defense, because generally speaking, I'm a fan of open communication. We don't all get that all the time, of course, as we know, but you know, they didn't necessarily know he was going to be there.
Right.
I felt firmly Love was going to be in the first round. I was surprised, and I can't even remember who, and it doesn't matter. But one or a couple people came out recently saying Love wouldn't go in the first round, and I just thought, what the heck are these people talking about? Now, he didn't go 18th. I mean, I understand that, but he is a first-round quarterback. I thought all along he would be. Here's one thing about Love to keep in mind as this goes forward, vis-a-vis the Rodgers thing. Someone whose perspective I trust told me that he expects Jordan Love, to go into a locker room and be the leader that Josh Allen is in Buffalo. Now, Josh Allen in Buffalo is beloved by his teammates. When things go wrong, he says the pronoun I. He doesn't say we. He takes responsibility. He's worked incredibly hard. Is he perfect? Absolutely not. He's got a ways to go. But he is absolutely revered in his locker room. If this person who told me that about Love is correct, it's going to be fascinating to see how teammates respond to Jordan Love. Because that, to me, ultimately is going to make a big difference. Now, is it going to make a big difference this year? No, because I wouldn't think he's going to play at all. Mm-hmm. But down the road, that could be something that really, really helps him, obviously, as an NFL player.
Oh, no question. Especially being in a room with a guy who is a noted diva. I mean, let's be honest. I mean, he's a great player.
Great player.
Yes, but a noted diva. So, as we know, who could not have been thrilled and already made a statement about who the quarterback is. So, I mean,
he
said, I will win all challenges or something, something along that line.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, which we all expected, okay?
Yes,
I mean, you know, so no one doubted that. But, you know, it's a different world now. You know, these first contracts matter now with these quarterbacks. I mean, and that's it starts the clock on the veteran player. It does, because economics plays such a role in these things now. You know, no longer do you have Kenny Stabler sitting on the sitting on a bench for 6 years.
Aaron Rodgers for three.
Right. It doesn't happen anymore.
Right. And the one thing the Packers ensured by getting Love in the first round, and if they didn't, I don't think they would have necessarily had a chance to get him in the second, but the fifth-year option now for him. So while the clock is ticking, when you have an Aaron Rodgers, there's not that urgent, you know, this isn't, you know, let's rebuild and start the young quarterback. That's not, we see that around here. That's not what they're talking about there. So they bought themselves some time by getting him in the first round. That was smart. And we'll see. We'll see. But this will test Love. You know, I mean, you know, it won't be easy for a young quarterback going in there. I think we're, as you noted, we're already seeing that.
All right. Thanks very much. Enjoy tonight, Kim. Thanks.
Thank you, Mike, so much.
All right. Kim Jones, tonight, of course, we have round two coverage coming up for you on The Fan. Tiki and Tierney will have it for you in a minute. We're brought to you, as always, by Casamigos Tequila, brought to you by those who drink it. As we get ready, we are moments away from rounds number two and three. Rounds four through seven will begin at noon tomorrow. I'll have a Sunday show for you, 9 to 1, so we'll have a whole wrap-up show for you on Sunday with a bunch of guests and everything else to wrap up the whole draft for you on Sunday in the 9 to 1 show that we'll have both on The Fan and on the network on Sunday morning. So we will see you then. Stay safe over this weekend. Enjoy the draft, which obviously did record numbers. It would have been stunning if it didn't. I can think that will continue on a Friday night into Saturday, although it's not the first round anymore. It still will do very, very well. Tomorrow might be a little different, especially if the weather's nice, although I don't know what nice weather looks like. I remember we used to have an April around here sometime. Now it doesn't even think about getting to 65 degrees before May. I mean, that's not the way it used to be. But before you know it, it'll be May, and maybe it will actually hit 65 and sunny around here sometime. Enjoy your weekend. Draft coming up. We will see you Sunday at 9. Thanks very much. Tiki and Tierney next with their draft coverage. We'll see you Sunday.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.